right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. Now, MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Big 12 tournament is set to begin this Wednesday in Kansas City. Now, the Big 12 will definitely get five teams in to the NCAA tournament, barring something foreseen. Now you have to ask yourself, do the Oklahoma Sooners have something up their sleeve? And I say that because Oklahoma, a few weeks ago, they looked to be a lock for the NCAA tournament. It has not gone well for them. Of course, their top scorer, Trae Young, has struggled because he has had so many different eyes on him, trying to stop him because he is the heart and soul of this Oklahoma offense. And at this point, I mean, Oklahoma went 8-10 in Big 12 play. They're entering this tournament as a 9 seed. They're going to have to run the table. It's not impossible. But the thing is, Oklahoma, it can happen because, you know, Trae Young can get hot. We've seen it before where he can put this team on his back. And this is a guy that loves the big stage. And this is an opportunity for him to showcase himself once more for the upcoming NBA draft. I think that the Big 12 quarters have the makings of some very potential good games, because you look at Kansas as that top seed. There's a possibility they face Oklahoma State, and Oklahoma State just took Kansas behind the woodshed on Saturday. I talked about the potential Kansas versus Oklahoma matchup. You have that 4-5 game between K-State and TCU. There's a potential meeting in the quarters between Texas and Texas Tech. And if Texas Tech plays Texas, it would not surprise me to see the Longhorns upset the Red Raiders. And I think that the 3-6 matchup between West Virginia and Baylor is going to be a dandy. But West Virginia's press defense should be able to win out. You look at the semis with some potentially good matchups, as is the case for the championship game on Saturday. But with, you know, when it's all said and done, I think this is Kansas's title to lose, and I think that they win it once more. I think that blowout loss to Oklahoma State was a wake-up call for this team. Granted, you know, Kansas has not run away with the Big 12 like they have in years past. They actually lost 5 conference games in the Big 12 this year. They also had 4 home losses. I'm not saying, you know, Kansas has everything and, you know, tact as far as making a run to the Final Four. But I do think for at least this coming week, they still will show that they are the top team in the Big 12 Conference. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.